guys are good. How'd you like to work full-time for the Justice Department?
Read the signs, Rhea?
I was on my way to my boat, and this man started to follow me, and...
Hey, are you all right? Now, do you know this man?
I'm sorry if I troubled you, Mr. Hubbard.
You didn't trouble me at all. Why don't you come to my office and tell me all about it?
No, that's okay.
Rhea! Rhea, wait a minute!
You in a trance or something? We just had a visitor here. You left the front door unlocked.
She probably saw the boat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to have to find out what she did see and take care of her.
We'll be right back.
gonna love me for this.
We are, huh?
Mm-hmm. The Justice Department is sending you on vacation.
Vacation?
That's what I said. To the Caribbean.
The Justice Department is sending us on a vacation to the Caribbean. Harry, what's up?
Who said anything's up? We're simply going on a little vacation.
Who or what are we supposed to find on this little vacation?
Her name is Rhea Thomas. She disappeared last Thursday from this island, Fort de France. Her mother contacted the State Department yesterday, requested our aid.
What about the authorities in Fort de France?
Well, they haven't been able to turn up a thing. Oh, I spoke to the prefect of police down there. All he could say is how he was understaffed.
Harry, why us?
Because you're free. Because you're Rhea Thomas's age. Now, you might be able to maintain a lower profile than our regular guys. You fit into more places than they could. Now, can you be prepared to leave by noon?
Harry said the last place Rhea Thomas was seen was at the boatyard. Let's check it out.
Yeah, I remember. Very pretty girl, Rhea. I rented her a small runabout. Yeah. I heard what happened. Senseless loss. Oh, I don't mean the boat. I couldn't care less about the boat.
I try to tell people they shouldn't go out alone, but they won't listen. You'll have to excuse me. I'm very busy.
We should use the servants' entrance. This could be the servants' entrance.
May I be of some assistance, gentlemen?
Yes, I'm Frank Hardy. This is my brother Joe. We have an appointment with Mrs. Thomas.
Oh?
We're the men from the Justice Department.
Oh.
Was something wrong?
No. I had just... rather, Mrs. Thomas had visualized two older-looking gentlemen.
We're old enough.
Come with me.
And Joe Hardy, ma'am. The gentleman from Mr. Hammond's office.
How do you do? Thank you, Niles. That'll be all.
Ma'am.
Can I help you?
Oh, thank you. I've been like this for 18 years, Mr. Hardy. I've learned to help myself. Well, Mr. Hammond said that he would send someone over right away, but I'm glad to see he's as good as his word.
We understand that the authorities here weren't able to help you.
Well, I'm sure they're very competent at... handing out parking tickets. The prefect could only talk about how understaffed he is.
Well, I suppose we should start at the beginning. Mr. Hammond said you'd supply us with a photograph.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's right here. That was taken here last year.
If we knew something about Rhea, her habits, hobbies... is there anything you could tell us that would help us locate her?
I don't know very much about my daughter, Mr. Hardy. We haven't been very close. Ever since my accident, when she was much younger, we've just drifted apart. Especially after her father died, it got worse. And she tried very hard to keep my spirits up. But eventually, she just gave up, and then she left. And so now, except for her dutiful visits here, Niles and I hardly ever see her. And now I'm afraid I may never see her again.
Why did Rhea come here to Fort de France?
We summer here every year. She has quite an interest in Caribbean artifacts. She's always adding to her collection. And then a week ago, she left to go looking for more.
Places like antique stores, native merchants, things like that?
Yes, possibly.
It's a good place to start. Thank you very much, Miss Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you both. Gentlemen, I don't believe she's lost at sea. Please try to find my daughter. I want the chance to get to know her again.
We'll do all we can.
We're looking for another American, a young woman who may have been in your shop recently.
Oh, that's Leah.
Well, you know her.
Not well. She was in my shop a week, maybe 10 days ago. Why? Is anything wrong?
I'm afraid she's missing. Anything you can tell us about her would be very helpful.
I don't know much. She was very interested in the wolves.
The wolves?
She saw right away that this was not the original. She's as interested in antiques and island history as I am. She bought one and then left.
Did she say where she was going?
Probably to see my uncle. He's the one who made these copies for me to sell. He found the original in an old wreck. Aside from being the best fisherman, my uncle is also the best diver in Fort de France.
Where can we find your uncle?
He lives in Bellefontaine up the coast. His name is Jean Devaux.
Jean Devaux. Do you mind giving us his address?
Well, you could probably find him at his usual hangout tonight, the Jolly Roger Tavern.
The Jolly Roger. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been a great help.
Oh, do you have to visit my uncle?
Well, it's... If you talked with Rhea Thomas, we do.
Oh, it's just that Duncan Shaw is the kindest, sweetest man on the entire island.
It's a nice, friendly place.
It's funny for Shard, eh? But did you know future, you fool?
La la.
Excuse me. Somebody I was wondering. Joe, I'll handle this.
It's your pleasure, gentlemen.
We're looking for Jean Devaux.
Oui. And may I ask why?
We're good friends of his.
Oh, they're good friends of his. Well, I just threw that form out of here. And I'll do the same to any friends he has, huh? Jean Devaux, put up.
See, you are my friend. Voila, you are my friend. What can I do for you?
We want to talk to you about...
Excuse me, what?
Just call the American consul.
Oui, monsieur.
They'll explain. That...
Oui, monsieur. I am sure that by morning we will have them on the telephone. It would be sooner, only I am terribly understaffed. I am sure you understand.
We don't want to be here in the morning. Come back here. I want to talk to you.
I don't even believe this.
Monsieur Duval. Monsieur Devaux! Monsieur Devaux!
Jean Devaux, your guarantee has been posted.
Bonsoir, Noël.
Bon dit. Uncle Jean, you promised me.
Was it my fault, mon petit juge?
I knew you'd get him into trouble.
We got him into trouble? Noel! Noel! Noel, you don't understand. We need...
It's all over, Fanny. She doesn't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Jailhouse floor to improve the posture. Well, look at the bright side, Frank. We learned all those French songs. This is it, Jean Devaux. Jean Devaux? Awfully intent on finding something. Well, we're not going to find anything here. Let's notify the authorities.
That was the station master who called. There's some trouble at the cannery. Will you go over and check it out, please? Excuse me. Hello? Yes? There's a call from Mr. Hammond for you, either of you.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Put him on.
Harry.
Yeah, hello, Frank. Got some interesting news for you.
Fellow that runs that marina, Hubbard. Real name, Vito Farina. He's the next longshoreman in New York. Been mixed up in a bunch of heavy union scandals.
Might be somebody that you'd like to check on further.
Yeah, are there any warrants out on him?
No, nobody's ever been able to pin anything on him.
Well, the Justice Department came close once, but that's when he moved down there about 3 years ago.
Thanks, that may be the break we've been waiting for.
Yeah, but you guys be careful of him, okay?
Yeah, we will, don't worry.
Bye-bye.
What was that all about? Seems our friend Mr. Hubbard has a history. He's an ex-New York longshoreman with a lot of union troubles.
I thought there was something a little odd about him.
Now, about Rhea and Jean, we need your help.
Please, gentlemen, you have to understand my prefecture is terribly understaffed. Until we know Jean is missing...
I don't think we have the time to wait. I think Jean Devaux is our only lead to this girl.
As I recall from the report, your friend's boat wasn't very large or valuable. So... I cannot see why that would interest them.
You said them?
There's a group of pirates operating in the area.
Pirates?
20th century pirates. They hijack the expensive yacht, refit them so they are unrecognizable, and sell them in South America. A very profitable enterprise.
How many of these yachts have been stolen?
7. We think they pretend to be a boat in distress. The yacht stops to help, and the passengers and crew are never heard from again.
When was the last hijacking?
The last one was 2 weeks ago, the Anna Marie, out of Miami. But if Mademoiselle Thomas traveled on a small boat, I do not see why they would bother her.
But what if they did?
What would you like me to do, monsieur?
Our boat isn't fit for the open sea.
I don't have men, but I do have a boat, and it is at your disposal. D'accord?
Before it gets too late, one of us should search for Devaux. The other should take the boatyard, especially Hubbard's warehouse.
Right.
Thank you.
change the serial numbers on the engine?
Yes, sir.
Did you get the numbers on the hull?
All done.
Okay. Tomorrow we'll change the name Anna Marie to Persephone. And Tuesday we sail for Buenos Aires to meet our buyer, and then we go our separate ways a lot richer.
Hey, Mr. Hubbard! Look what we got here, a visitor!
My house. These things were done to my house.
Uncle John!
Mr. DeVoe, please. You said Rhea never arrived at Bellefontaine? Well, maybe we can figure out why she wanted to see your original medallion, why someone else does. Can I look at it?
They are the same.
I'll need a magnifying glass to be sure, but...
You found something?
With this indentation, I don't think it's original. In this light, it almost looks like a coiled snake. Maybe that's what the intruder was looking for.
On sait pas. What could it mean?
Searching so frantically for her. Don't you have anything to say to her?
You look just like your picture.
Do you know him?
No.
Well, I doubt we're going to be formally introduced. My name's Joe Hardy.
Rhea Thomas.
I'd shake hands, but...
Uh-oh. Rhea doesn't shake hands. Rhea's very cool with me. My, my. And I thought the age of chivalry was dead.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Can you untie these things for me?
Yeah, I'll try.
What exactly are they going to do to us?
Well, they're going to ship me off to an auction in China somewhere. And they'll probably kill you. And all because they think I saw something in that warehouse.
You probably did. There's a hijacked yacht called the Anna Marie. I heard the guys talking about it. They were going to repaint it, call it the Persephone, and have it sent over to South America.
You were looking for me?
Yeah.
Why?
My brother and I were asked by your mother to help find you.
My mother? She's here? She's not well. She couldn't have come this far.
No, she seemed fine. She's fine. Why don't you tell me why you came here in the first place?
It's a long story.
Well, I think we have the time.
Well, I was on vacation in Florida, and I read this pamphlet put out by a private museum run by a husband and wife named Migley. It was about a buccaneer, a pirate named the Serpent.
He does nothing but piddle around with the tourists in their fancy boats. What has become of the pirates?
Joe didn't come back all night. I know Hubbard has him. He'll probably lead us right to where he's keeping him.
But how long do we have to wait?
I don't think it's going to be much longer. This could be it. Let's go.
I don't think he would be suspicious. There is always traffic in the channel. But unless he changes course, He said it's for Santa Elena.
Here?
Yes. I don't understand why. There's nothing there. Except an old fort on a lagoon. It was used 200 years ago by pirates.
Maybe nothing's changed since then.
Don't give up, do you?
What light?
You take me in.
You think that's a good idea?
No, but I think it's a good place to keep someone out of circulation for a while.
You have the heart of a Frenchman, my boy. Take a look. My father would bring you to this island as a child. Look to the left. There's a clump of trees. There's a hidden stairway there. That is where I will take you in.
I'm going to ask you politely just one more time. Now, you know who I am, but who are you? And what is it you've got that makes you so valuable to so many people?
Get the flare gun. Wait offshore. Fire the pistol when you need me.
Turn off that radio. You guys hear anything? Deal.
Enjoy your last meal, because you'll be leaving on a boat tomorrow morning. And as for you, you won't see the light of day.
We're over here. shut up. You'll be the last thing on my list.
Come on. Come on, will you?
Introduce you to my roommate, Rhea Thomas. It's a pleasure. And this is Mr. Jean Devaux.
Enchanté, mademoiselle. Très jolie. You want to see this, Miss Thomas?
Yes.
We found the mark of a coiled snake on the back.
Then it did belong to the serpent. And this mark is probably some kind of a clue to the treasure.
Haven't you had enough of this buried treasure stuff? 5 minutes ago, you're about to be buried.
I know I can find it. Let's try.
Look, Rhea, the treasure has been there a few hundred years. I think it can wait a few more, don't you?
I guess you're right.
We should call the prefect when we get back to the harbor. Frank, what good is that going to do? Those guys are not going to hang around that fort after what's happened. Joe, I know, but we found what we came here to look for. Frank, I've got a personal vendetta against these guys. I want to see them nailed. Joe, I know.
It'd probably be a wild goose chase.
Miss Rhea. Well, I'm Niles. I'll take you to your mother right away.
Thank you.
Rhea, I think our job's finished here now. We're going to go back and see the prefect.
Oh, but I never got a chance to thank you. Why don't you come back this afternoon for lunch? Who knows, by then I might have something to tell you about wild goose chases.
You're on.
Good.
I'm sure Mrs. Thomas will thank you properly at lunch. Your mother is in the exercise room.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mrs. Migley.
Well, well, my dear. Niles, get the medallion. Give it to me. We've waited a long time for this moment. When you talked to us at our museum about seeing the medallion, we knew you weren't telling all you knew. Oh, you didn't meet my husband at the museum, Niles Migley.
A very clever young girl. We knew you'd lead us to the serpent.
So the serpent was a pirate? Yeah, according to a pamphlet put out by this private museum run by a husband and wife named Migley, the pirate was supposed to leave behind a map to the treasure. It was never found. Rhea remembered seeing a wolf medallion on her last visit here. Rhea thinks there might be some sort of clue on the original medallion. These Migleys seem to know a lot about the serpent. Yeah, according to Rhea, they're obsessed with it. The husband even went so far as to have a tattoo of a serpent put on his hand. What is your problem? Why didn't she know the butler? Well, it could be new, someone they hired here on the island. Except for her dutiful visits, Niles and I hardly ever see her. That's what she said.
That is what she said.
Oh!
a con. They only use this room. I've got it.
What?
I'll explain on the way. Come on.
Gentlemen, I have good news for you. Most of the pirates have been captured aboard the Banshee and the Anna Marie. Unfortunately, being very short of men, Hubbard and another escaped our net, but we will soon have them as well.
Well, unfortunately, we have some bad news for you. Rhea Thomas has been kidnapped by a woman posing as her mother.
What can we do? They could have taken her anywhere.
I don't think so. Jean, the medallion, please. I know where they're going.
The medallion wasn't just a clue. It's a map of that island.
The serpent mark on the back is the location of the treasure.
Treasure? What treasure?
We'll explain in the boat. Come on.
What are we doing here? This is a waste of time.
We're going to stick with that girl till we find out exactly why she's so valuable to so many people.
So you knew my mother was an invalid, and that I was here.
Well, my husband compiled an extensive dossier on you.
But then where did the Hardys come from?
When you disappeared, we searched for you. And when we realized that our resources were completely exhausted, we knew we had to try something else. Here we were in a foreign country. The police were no help at all. Where to turn? So the America consulate was a logical choice. After all, we are taxpayers.
Yeah, that's right. Then we contacted Mr. Hammond from the Justice Department, and he sent us the Hardys.
And now here we are, three comrades hot on the trail of a lifetime worth of riches. Oh, it's so thrilling.
The serpent must have left a sign. All we have to do is find it.
I think we should spread out. Why don't you two search over there? And you stay in sight.
By all means, you stay in sight. You're not that important to us anymore.
What are they doing here?
Looks like they're on a treasure hunt. Mr. Hobbit, is treasure around here? There's $300 million worth of treasure buried in these islands. It's been there for centuries. All you have to have is a clue. Chest out of there. Go on, help him.
What? You keep your filthy hands off that. It's mine.
Who's got a better right to it than a pirate?
The prefect of police. Drop it.
Keep going!
is dead.
Nice going, Joe.
Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew, C.
Rick, we should take a few days off. You know, get a little sun.
The French women, you know?
Hammond will have our heads if we're not on tonight's flight. Bark's bigger than his bite. We deserve a rest. We've done a good job. I wish. Noelle!
Hi!
What are you up to?
I decided to do a little treasure hunting on my own. My uncle found out about this sunken pirate ship. Do you want to come along?
I do!
I'd have thought you'd sworn off that kind of stuff by now.
Are you kidding? The government confiscated the Serpent's treasure.
Rhea, I don't believe it.
I can't help it.
Frank, call Treasure Hunters Anonymous. Tell them to bring the truck.
This Saturday and Sunday, TV Land Box Set brings you four different dimensions of Brady. The Brady Bunch, Brady Brides, Brady Kids, and a bizarre Brady Nightmare.
Oh, no.
Don't miss our Very Brady Box Set this weekend only in TV Land.
Membership. Once you're accepted.